Pray, amen. I have a very special friend today. Saint Stephen is here, and he's a dear friend of ours, and has been hanging out with us. Hopefully, he'll keep coming. But he's going to come and share with us today. So, give it up for Saint Stephen.
I always want to do that. How y'all doing this morning? Good, good, good. I'm just so amazed and so overwhelmed of just how beautiful this is. Just a moment ago, I was so overwhelmed with that this is foolish, most people would say. You know, and Paul says that we're supposed to be fools for Christ. You know, and that's what we're doing when we're out here, some people would say. You know, I never thought that I would be up here. I am just so pumped about what I got to say to y'all this morning. Talking to Roger, I don't know if you guys were here last week. Roger was talking about how we are God's handiwork in Ephesians 2:10. And I was like, dang, Roger, that's what I was going to talk about. And he said, well, we can do it together. And there's some power in that. And I want to build on that a little bit more, because in this, you know, verse I read this morning, it said, I read it as in Ephesians 2:10, we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Masterpiece. When you hear that, what's the first thing you hear? You know, when I hear it, what I'll say, what I used to hear was a masterpiece is something that's like, you know, it's, that's, there, I wouldn't consider what you got going on a masterpiece. you know, on paper, you know, I would say that, you know, I did not look like what I would consider a masterpiece. And to read that, it would say, I'm a masterpiece? How do I get to a masterpiece? Well, a masterpiece takes time. You know, it's not going to happen tomorrow. It can. I'm not saying it's not, so don't be going and saying I said that. Okay? It can, but it takes time. And I believe, and through this community and a lot of these men I've known for over 12, 13 years, they've seen all of me. And you know, they know me inside and out. I stand with them naked and unashamed is what we like to say. That's what we try to get to, where I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't have anything to prove. Living my life where I don't have anything to prove, that's a beautiful thing. But it takes time to get there. And I believe that the first step is learning to tell your story. Being able to tell your story and know how you are a masterpiece. And I believe that the only way you can get there is through community. In a community like this, where we are sharing our story and living our truest self when we're all together in a community like this. Because this is who we're living now and walking out who exactly we're supposed to be in a community. You know, when I was in the first grade, you can ask my parents, they're here. I was a freak about being late. I mean, I've gotten better, but you should have seen it this morning in our house. It was like, we need to go, young girls ready. Now listen, I'm the only dude in my house. Okay. I have my wife, two girls, that redhead right there, and the other one right there, and even my dog, little girl. Libby, not even you know, close to being cool sounding. It's Libby. So, but anyway, you know, I was just so terrified of failing and not, you know, getting my homework right, all that kind of stuff. And I mean, my mom tells about how when I felt like I was going to be late to school, I've jumped out of the car while it was still moving. And she even ran over my foot. it happened, but I kept going. But at the end of the year, you know, when they give the presentations, like say, hey, you know, the, perfect attendance, all that kind of thing. Well, they were doing something. I don't know why, but I thought that they went backwards. They started from the fifth grade to the first grade. I don't know why. This is how I remember it, and I started freaking out. I was like, they hadn't called my name yet. I failed, and I had like straight A's. I was like I said, I was a freak about that. And what I heard when I was crying, because I just got really upset, this lady said, "Sit down and shut up." No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking. That's the story. That's what I heard, and I don't know. When I started looking back over my story through my life, what I've always heard is that you don't have anything to say. You don't have anything important to do. Or nobody really, I mean, it's not really worth sharing. Well, what I found out is that actually there's power in that when you share your story and start sharing in your weaknesses, that it's actually, as Roger talked about, is where you find strength. And we actually get to try to do this together. And, you know, you may sit there and say, I don't have, there's no way we have something in common. And that is a lie from the pit of hell. It's not true. We all have these intersections, and there's some things about each other that that I may not know, and you may think, there's no way this dude has any perception on what I'm going through. Believe me, if I don't, I know somebody who does, and I really believe this so much that I want you to meet that person so they can walk in that story with you. And that's what I've experienced over the past, I don't know, my entire walk, that in order to look like that, in order to walk in understanding that I am a masterpiece, that, and that only looks like a masterpiece because it's done in a community like this. You know, it's a beautiful thing. And I just want you guys to know that this morning. I'm not going to keep y'all too long because I promised me and Kate I wouldn't talk too long. She said, "Dad, how long are you going to talk? Please." I was like, 10 minutes maybe. But anyway, I just wanted to get that to y'all this morning, and I want to pray some encouragement over everybody today. And if y'all just bow your heads here. Dear Jesus, I just thank you for the gift of this day, for the gift of these people here, for all of us. God, we find strength, or we're told that we find strength in actually sharing weakness, and that's a hard thing to believe. But God, I just ask that you would lead us and show us in the direction that you want us to walk in. We're ready to follow you and be fools for you. In Jesus' name, amen.